I think that I would say to you, try and to do a further explanation. There are two spirits that roam abroad, there is being a threat. And the main one is suffering, not being in fear. And it explains that you have two extraordinary experiences of divine interference, two intelligent people, and it is a threat that the good that you feel is done. He is now being replaced by the faith, right in the service of God. One of the two great things that happened to him, the first one was early in his life, when he refused to believe in the idolatry, which was the religion of the establishment. He was, and refused under any circumstances, to make a declaration that he accepted to the throne of your fiery foes, and it came out alive, nothing like this. In the second place, he was to go to war against the king, with their army, and he had only a few men, and the luck and the revenue was justified him. He went to see his revenue, he was able to do so, and continue to work. And I think the first thing he did to me was, of the bomb, don't be afraid. These things were given you as a must, must be not. That was given you. That was given to you ex gratia. That is, no obligation and nothing to subtract it from the reward. The reward remains intact. And you remember, or what we were concerned about was that you are. How would it be possible at all that he should have received reward? The reward is so completely different. The reward that is laid up for the person, for the world to come, there, to give you one difference, the reward is eternal. And whatever reward you receive there upon earth is temporary and is fleeting. So how can the two possibly compare? But we get further faces of God. We get the same face of them that are reading with a rounded teacher of the editor, who was a very worthy and successful man, and he is now in great pain, and he is dying, and his disciples were weeping, came for the, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. They asked him, why are you laughing? And he said, why are you weeping? They said, our master is in pain, should we not weep? And he said, that is exactly why I'm laughing. All the time that I was studying under our master, I saw how everything he did was successful. Nothing went wrong. When he had a large amount of wine from his vineyard, not a single barrel went sour, not a single barrel went to vinegar. His honey was always the best and never got spoiled. I was afraid that he was getting on this world, he was getting reward for the great things that he achieved. Now that I see that he's failing, now I know that there is getting a punishment for any failing of you, and that his reward remains intact. And then we have the same question. How could Rabbi Akiva thought that his master Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, I told him, would have been getting praise for what he did right upon us. And those were the two examples that I gave. And what we covered now, that we must know, first of all, that the reward that we get on the Olam HaEmet is the reward which we have created. It is not something that comes from us from outside. And likewise, if there's any wrong we do, the punishment that awaits us is that punishment which we have created for ourselves. We have brought it onto ourselves. So, as being the reward and the punishment is laid up for the person for the owner of it. But what can happen is that the punishment is meted out to him here on earth. And of course it is that any kind of understanding whatsoever is a rather cheap to have his punishment here on earth than to have it on the owner of the world. If you such a suffer shame, you rather suffer shame here than say that on the owner of my board. Can you imagine the shame that is on the owner of my board? And it's painful. And yes, after a while people forget and he forgets and he passes. Much rather have it here. On the fact that when it comes to the reward, it is the reverse. Person would rather have the reward of the owner of my MS, of the owner of my board, than have it reward here. That's not the same thing. But now it comes to very important things. How is it possible at all for anybody to have the reward that is told about all given to us? First of all, it's not right, it's not fair, it's not right. So, what we remember is that the reward that a person gets. If you say that the reward is better from earth, and not everything that goes well with it is reward. It can be a much of humor, it can be extracted out of common sense, which are things that want to go well with the person. It can be that a person gets faith in the reward here on earth, it can be the worship. That can be. And if he's a worker of reasons, you can also ask the question, but if he's a worker, it's not fair, you're not saying the right thing. But if he's a worker, that's what he's choosing. That's what he wants. If you ask him, what would you rather have? To have your reward here, or to have your reward on the owner of my board? What would be his reply? Of course, he doesn't believe me over my board. We laugh at him. Or he'd say, a bird in the hand is worth 100 in the bush. Let me have it here, and every bit of it. Leave nothing out. Don't say it here. That's what he gets. We have a tremendous faith in our death. Now, we still have to try and understand where is the fairness in this form. That it is possible for a person to be released or to be paid for something good that he's done to be paid here on earth. And for that, I'm going to take one more passage and explain it to you. Let us first of all read it to you. I want to adhere, excuse me, as much as possible to the original. It says this passage. Master for Rabbi Shiva, that you know, you become so good that I should go a little bit deeper with you. So, thank you very much. Now, I don't want to be disposed to what I'm going to say to you, because it is really a compliment. Ancient Chayim means for the Rochot is meaning in God. That is really referring to the Torah. The Torah is the Ancient Chayim. What does all a dialogue of Shalom on your side? The person who studies this container is her husband, and he has got faith in her, and he will suffer, he will lack nothing. He will lack nothing. She rewards him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now, speaking about the Torah, that the compliment that is told to the woman is, that it's put in the form. It's put in the form of a woman. And there is a parallel between the two. called the relationship of a man to his person is so similar to the relationship of a man to a good man, providing that he does the two, of course. Very similar relationship. And same word. The heart of a husband shrinks, and he shall lack no gain. That is the view. So that is the relationship. And the relationship of Hashem to the Israel is also in Shiva Shivu, the relationship of a husband to a wife, of a man to a woman. And it might become clearer to some of you in the here today what the connection between the relationship is. And as we go down, it says, "Own for a God little shop, strength and majesty are of her place." That he could be using on this in California and goes onto the street. And even if one goes shopping at Macy's, old things, the women are a mess, and they go out like that. But that is not the way of the concern. Only for the world will be sure. Things and majesty are her clothing, but she's subtly going up the road, and she laughs at the time to come. She laughs at the cup. The dolor laughs at the time to come, because the reward of the dolor is in the time to come. The reward of the dolor is in the Olam Haba, and that is the meaning of a piece of hustling going up the road. She laughs at the time to come. Same thing with the relationship of the man and his wife. That she knows also that he shall be that dignity, and there's that beauty in her own bearing, and that is like this young upgrade, whatever hardships are made as we endure, she is loved, because she knows that the reward is in the latter day. So it's actually, the Midrash is actually on those words. Now, I hope I didn't suppose it to you. The Midrash is my favorite Rabbi Shimon ben Chalakta. The story about Rabbi Shimon ben Chalakta is the telling of an incident. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalakta was a very poor man. Shebo Erev Shabbos, no boy will know man be his father. It was Erev Shabbos, didn't have any disease. He's got to go home. There's nothing to bring home. Yotso no vino, he is the youth by Leim, they were the youth. He went outside of the city and he prayed to a tent. The Nikan lay here the stone on in Ashamai, and there came down a vision stone from him. The son of Ishokodi, he went to his banker, and he exchanged the money to Karnes Utsu Shabbos, and he had enough for the whole Shabbos. Now he's got money to buy his own Shabbos. Also, Eastern Mahesan Angel, the wife is a real order. All my Lord will not get paid as our body for the good. This is what you mean. It comes from where does it come? It comes from where everything comes. It comes from my head. So if you didn't like it, Omro is aimed at your own as you behave and have aimed the time and your image to it. Unless you tell me from where you got it, I'm not going to take anything of it. This field of Sapphire law, he began saying. Omro knows, cut me stuff, lousy you say, Omar Lord said to her, cut me stuff, lousy you say, or a kid, but he shall be in Ashima. I've prayed to her saying, I've come to the end, I didn't know what to do. And this is what I said, okay. So you see, it's true, it came from a ship. Only an angel ever seen up to Kumarli with that zero most for each other. Not going to take anything unless you promise me that you're going to return it immediately of the Sabbath you will return. over and over, you give your own sexuality. Over and out, after a great day, you behave to a ton of Chazayim. The Shulchan Chazayim is a motto. If you do what you do in the end of the world, and your table will be empty, and the next table will be filled. Is that what you want? So what is she saying? That this table that you've got to know, that is your reward. That you have taken our reward, and we have taken it, that means it's going to be left at our table. And it's going to be left to the extent that it will be most sensitive. The Vona Rabbi Yeshiva, Dear Meister Lereva, he went and told it to Rabbi Yehuda. Probably later, more of you should have come at us and said, Adia Mateo. So she went and she said to him, when Rabbi Yehuda Mercy said to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalofta, go and tell your wife that on the Olam Hazeh, if anything is missing from your table, then I shall send from my table, I shall send across to you to make it up. Now Rabbi Yehuda Mercy knew that his table would be so laden that it will be groaning under the burden of his grace. Her after all my brother went and told it to his wife. And just listen to the kind of a woman she was. First of all, she said to him, let me the you shall have never so terrible. You come with me to the person who taught you terrible. So now, she is thanking her husband for Rabbi Yehuda Nossi. Also, she said to him, never. But he really ordered the Chaber and the Oil of my board. Are we really going to see you on the Oil of my board? That means, will you be able to give up yours and we'll be able to give up ours? No, Paul studied the study covered the Oil of the Asma. Hasn't every study got his own world there on the Oil of my board? It means he's got only what he has achieved for himself. He's got nothing more. And one can't take from another. Shinema Kihume for Adam El Faith Ulamo. He says the man goes to his eternal home. Ulami Ankus is Kahela Ulamo. He doesn't say he goes to his eternal. He goes to his eternal. He doesn't say he goes to his eternal home. Only once. He doesn't say he goes to his eternal home. He goes to his eternal home. Given to Shoma came full of her. Well, when Rabbi Shimon ben Chalofta heard this conversation, what did he do the next day? The next day before he started, he went and he returned himself. As he writes, but the thing of honor is, the Chachamim said, I make your answer for your portion of your issues. The second name was even greater than the first. What was the second name?
The second
name. Given she pushed at last, Zeros, the Yard, Jora, the Malos, and the Jora, the Malos. When he stretched out his hand to the journey, the Malos came down and took his job here. No more why she ain't much of courage for Terra Ella over my brother, the Yoma came. Because the real reward for Terra is only in the Elder my brother, the Yoma came, with the back of that. Now, that's what they mean. You see clearly that this stone is the reward, that was laid up for him on the Olam Haba, and he takes it away, and it came to be wanted. And his wife was right, and Rabbi Yehuda Hoti was lost the argument. He was trying to appease her, and she wanted the truth, he wanted the pain to be appeased. And really, so that he insisted from going any further. And that was the fact. Now, how do we understand that he would have been given of this reward and stone? What is the stone got to do with the reward? What has it got to do? Now, here we come again to the whole question of his character. And that is. And And having come down to us, comes back to that again. But now, just as it goes back to the Rabbi Shimon ben Salasti, that is, he's come to the end of his tail, and he's only taking the hand of the shackle. That's the thing. He went begging to get it. Doesn't want to go to get it. I've got my oath. I am going to go to my destiny. I wouldn't like to take it away. In the same way, as a man has got his pension saved up, he's got his pension, and everything is going nicely for him, he's got his investments, and this is for his pension for his old age, and something happens and he's money. He doesn't want to take it out. He doesn't want to take it out. He's there for the sake of the time. What can he do? He's got to do. That is what I'm saying. I want to take my own. And he goes to the train and he goes outside the city. He goes to the train and he goes to the train and he prays that he can hear what he's saying and that's the way to pray. And anyone who wants to do that, they would have given him whatever he had for God. They would have laughed at him. I'm going to go to the hospital. having an idea to address
I know the paper, I need to look can look at the lifting part of the head down through, keep that hooked in the outer side, so that the whole thing is like telling you to shut it back down there as a really good thing. Very much, very good. So you can explain what the announcement of the operation. Now the foot is in there, some medical reason is to thin and use the foot of the river. And he doesn't use it in the very good to bear. He thinks of mental system, polishing the head system. He thinks of mental system, and he honors the other mental system. His mental system does it. And with the feelings of mental system, and the practice of
physics.
One of those bad
men,
yes. Yeah. Is he not
existing?
Yeah.
Is
it for this?
But
it's
a
boy,
I'll
handle it for a lot. Yeah, you've been stupid about it. You've been stupid about it. Yeah, I've laid his eyes and taken some children with his lawyer. I'm very happy to be there, and it's a few that could be the same thing.
Thank you.
And I don't know what to do with the same subject, the same subject, is to become able to do your own subject, to do your own subject, and to start with that. But the method of areas will be the feeling that any subject is there. Compared to the reading, my husband and I will have to be the first to be able to be held in the new spirit. This will be the second step of paradise meditation. And that's the thing that we're going to be finished about. And the reading is invisible all the way. We will not let the mistakes and fall short, but we will be learning all the way. I have to have a mystery, a mystery,
I hope that eventually we're going to start out.
afternoon, but they don't think they're going to get the rest of it this time. And I had a real problem having that location. That is what I meant to ask them off. As an agency, I am supposed to do most of the experiments with them. So if it doesn't, the other thing that I think that to be aware during the just after the
I'm going to go to the hospital. I mean,
opening class where we have cooking rooms, but we had a restroom, and then we saw that we had to say, I have first cooking, that cooking, this cooking, and so we were cooking and cooking to that, and we're asking the cooking studio and we're cooking. The doctor is going to be the rest of the women.
No, no,
I think that's the way to have a family.